Joining the morning conversation is David DeSantis. Mr. DeSantis is the Director of Education with the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board. Good morning, Mr. DeSantis.
Morning, sir.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas, sir.
Merry Christmas to you.
So, Christmas came early yesterday for the students and staff and families at St. Joseph's Catholic School. It was the grand, I guess, reopening yesterday. How did it go day one?
Oh, fantastic. The kids and the staff are so excited to be in this brand new Catholic learning community. You know, the school houses upwards of 480 students. There's 20 learning studios, 6 learning commons, a gathering stairs known as the Heart, various breakout spaces, and of course, we have 2 early on rooms and licensed childcare. So it's an outstanding establishment. We're hoping to have a blessing at the end of January and open house for the community to come in and walk through this wonderful Catholic learning community.
Director, can you explain the learning studios? You've referred to 20 learning studios. Can you kind of explain to us what that means?
Yeah, it's fabulous. Like, you have to actually walk into the building and take a look. It's very similar to our St. Francis and St. Genevieve schools in Kingston, where the classrooms actually have garage doors that open up. And communities, classrooms can merge together. They can learn on their own. So it's kind of a fancy 21st century way of calling a classroom. If you think about the schools that we went to, there's an old saying for them called cells and bells. You know, you're staying in straight rows with desks. That doesn't take well here. It's very open spaces, movable chairs and desks. And so kids can move around the entire building, join classes together on the spot, and team teaching takes place quite a bit in these learning environments.
Well, good stuff. It was a couple of years being completed. I would drive by lots to see how it's coming along, and must make yourself and all the staff there and parents feel pretty good that it's up and running now. Nice Christmas gift.
Yeah, it really is a great Christmas gift. We broke ground in the spring of 2022. It seemed like it was taking forever due to supply and demand issues around materials and resources and labor. But we're here now, and the kids and staff are extremely excited to be in this wonderful this wonderful Catholic learning community. So I invite you to come over the night of the opening ceremonies, and we'll make sure that the media knows exactly when that's going to take place.
Yeah, and I was particularly happy to see that you have a licensed child care because it is really a huge demand for it right here in Belleville. There's not enough.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more. Most of our sites, I try to have a licensed child care. We do our best when we're building a new school to apply for that, to make sure that we service our community and try to meet the needs of our families. Because as you said, Marion, there is not a lot of child care in the Hastings area, so we're glad to provide that service.
Good. All the best wishes to all the staff and students there at St. Joe's. Principal is Jill Gardner. VP is Justin Garrett. And boy, Christmas holidays start on Friday. This first semester has gone by quickly, David.
Yes, it certainly has. It's an exciting time for our board because we're just finishing off the 5th year of our strat plan. But at the same time, we're also engaging our community with the 2025 to 2030 strategic plan. So we've already sent out surveys this time around based on our priorities of faith, equity, well-being, achievement, innovation, and resource management. It's going to be coming from student voice. Our students are going to lead the charge on what those priorities should look like. And so we've been engaging all our schools, especially our youngest learners, and our strat comms team has been talking to our oldest learners about what they'd like to see in our Catholic schools moving forward over the next 5 years. So we're very excited to unpack that data in the new year to help us develop a new plan for the next 5 years.
Well, I want to end it on this note. In the press release we received yesterday from Jessica Salmon from the school board, there was a quote from Michelle McGrath. She is the superintendent of education with the school board. And she says, "We are so excited to see the opening of St. Joseph's Catholic School. This new building will allow for so many unique learning opportunities for not only these students, but for the community as well." And I wanted to get a little tidbit in about Michelle McGrath. I was couple of weeks ago at church at St. Joe's, Father McNeil announced the hockey pool leaders in the church, Miriam, who's winning the hockey pool for this year. In first place, Michelle McGrath.
No way.
Yeah.
What's the prize? Is there any?
There's no prize. It's just, okay. You don't always need a prize.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that because she brought that in the following Monday to our executive council meeting to brag about it because I'm way down the list.
There you have it.
She's in first place.
Have a great Christmas, David, to you and the family and all the team members there at the Algonquin Lakeshore Catholic School Board.